Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday 5 o'clock happy hour. Well, it just got happier. I've been joined by my little buddy Dominic. He's co-deviling the entire hour. Dominic, how you doing, little buddy?
Hey, Crudy, I'm fantastic. Thank you. Great to be with you, our fair audience. Happy hour. Happy hump day, everyone. You can always join us today, 844-967-2789. I'm a little fired up today, Crudy. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm pretty good. Let me first and foremost thank the tardy but ever tremendous guest, John Nichols. Well, you know a little something about being tardy.
Very rarely. John from the Nation, man. He's a good cat.
Yeah, and the Cap Times here locally. John joined me for 4:30 to 5. Now I got Dominic, and then we got some callers in queue. But first and foremost, Dom, I want to start here if we could.
Yeah.
The Republican reaction to the invasion of Ukraine has been to blame Joe Biden and his weakness. And they sent out a tweet yesterday. This is what weakness on the world stage looks like, with a photo of Biden walking away from reporters after delivering remarks. Now, Adam Kinzinger, and he's still a congressman, still a Republican. He's from Illinois. He's part of the January 6th Select Committee, so he probably will not win re-election. That, and he's not running again. But anyways, here's what he said. As still technically a member of the House Republicans, let me, with all of my might, condemn this damn awful tweet during this crisis. You can criticize policy, but this is insane and feeds into Putin's narrative. But hey, retweets. Am I right?
Hey, that's what I'm saying, baby. It's all about the social.
Is that what it is? Is this? Have you ever seen Republicans or the Democrats? I mean, if you can find a time in history and you can say, oh, we hated Trump. I did hate Trump. But I still hate Trump, but I never questioned the legitimacy of his Electoral College win.
Right.
And I, you know, had we been embroiled in a world conflict at any time under Trump's presidency, I hate to say it, but I would have sucked it up. And I would have followed the president's leadership as an American, like it or leave it. Right, Republicans? Why don't you move your asses to Moscow? I mean, they're a bunch of freaking traitors, man. And what's their plan? Oh, we'd have been stronger. Never would have happened under Trump. That's not a plan. I'd have been stronger than Biden.
Stronger how? You know, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday. No, it's just that, and Paul Waldman had a great piece on this today, and you may have gotten to it earlier, but essentially says, well, you know, Republicans, we're just stronger, and we have that thing that makes us strong, and Democrats, well, they don't have it. Without articulating any particular plan, oh, we do what Biden's doing, but we do it more?
Let me ask you an analogy I used. And John Nichols didn't like it, not one little bit. But yeah, you know a little something about bad analogies, so let me throw it by you.
You keep telling me. All right, man, let's hear it.
I said these Republicans cheering for the Russians against the sovereign state, you know, sort of pushes me back and makes me think, what if we as Democrats had been cheering for Al-Qaeda after 9/11? They make Bush look horrible.
Bad analogy. Well, I mean, it's not like Russia has attacked us or Ukraine has attacked us.
Well, that was
John's
point. That's why he said it was a bad analogy. He said, you know, we the American people are not directly under assault. They're not cheering against us post-terrorist attack. You know, it just feels that way to Crudy.
It is stunning, and it is a little surprising to see the Republicans react in the way that they have to go after Biden in this way. And listen, and maybe it'll change. Maybe this is just some political posturing for the Republicans right now, that if, and God forbid, we ever get, you know, deeper involved in with NATO troops or perhaps troops of our own, maybe that changes. But how quick they are, you know, to go down this road. And it just, you know, we talked yesterday about Helsinki, and Waldman brought it up today in his piece, how terrible that was. Republicans, Bob Corker, McCain, they were ripping on Trump about how subservient he was, how fallacious he was to Putin, you know, and this is the guy, this is their leader, this is their strong leader. What, smart, savvy, strong, genius, right? This is the former president of the United States now giving permission for all the other wackadoodle Republicans to go after Biden. And essentially, if you're going after Biden in this regard, by default, if nothing else, you're supporting Putin in his efforts. Well, what articulation have you heard any Republican say, this is what we need to do to be strong to counteract this aggression by Russia?
The
crickets,
only,
baby.
The only counter-narrative I have heard regarding this, genius, very smart, the only counter-narrative I have heard in reaction to Trump's words in support of Putin is Peter Hegseth over on Fox News claiming he only said it to troll the libs. He's doing it for the media. He's trolling. No, he's not.
No.
Because first and foremost, he talked about the rigged election. He's doing it out of self-interest. That's what he really feels. And if he was trolling, he'd go see Lester Holt. He wouldn't do it on Righty Whitey Talk Radio with Buck and Clay.
Well, and again, to reiterate our conversation yesterday, this is what makes Donald Trump so extremely very predictable. He always acts in his self-interest. Who was the Ukrainian ambassador? Fiona Hill, I believe yesterday, was quoted as saying, you know, Donald Trump, and every time she's seen him react in any sort of, when he was president and there was an issue, it was never America first. It was always Donald Trump. It was always everything Donald Trump does. It's his nature. He's a narcissist. He can't even help it. It doesn't excuse it. It kind of explains it. But to think that for somehow he's, you know, playing three-level chess and he's so unpredictable, I guarantee you every single time Donald Trump will act in Donald Trump's interest, regardless if it's for or against the American interest. It's usually it's against.
I always respected that Fiona Hill. She showed real courage giving testimony.
Yes.
Something every frickin' Republican, perhaps excepting Adam Kinzinger, lacks for right now. Let's go to the phones, Dom. 844.
Yeah, let's do that.
967-2789. All the people, they love some Dom. Tom from Madison. Say hi to Dom. I know you didn't call for me, or you'd have called during the first 2 hours.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, man, it's so good to hear the two devils back at it. And your friends, it's never political. It's what is that? What's the key line there?
Never personal, only politics.
Well, that's it. That is it, man. It's great to hear that. Yeah, I was really listening to Solidarity Realty commercial, and I was thinking Solidarity Sing-Along. We're going to get some of the singers back together tomorrow for the informational picket and rally for the nurses. Mm. And I hope maybe you guys could stop by.
What time's the big event again, Tom? Around. Remind the fair audience.
It goes from 4 to 8 p.m. There's going to be kind of a rally at 6, and I'm going to be there with a couple of singers. We're thinking about calling ourselves the Disorderlies, but we're still open to other names.
Don't be too clever, Tom. Give me a minute off air, I'd come up with a better name. But Disorderly is don't get too far afield. Let's keep it, you know, union strong. So, something, you know.
All right, we'll do something like that. But that'll be there for sure. And it's basically on the street in front of the ER, along like where the Frank Lloyd UU Church is and things like that. So the rally itself will be kicking off at 6. But if you can come out anytime between 4 and 8, that would be awesome. Also, there's a site for that is SEIUHCWI.org. So we're trying to get the union back because we're still dealing with Act 10 11 years later. Who would think of it?
Tom, do me a favor. As you guys drive by on University Ave on your way heading over to the hospital. Just honk twice, wave at Crudy, and remind me, man. I get busy. My mind gets muddled. I hang out with Dom.
This is the new studio? I haven't seen the new studio yet.
Well, it's right here on University Ave. It's the world headquarters. We don't even let Dom in this place.
I haven't been there yet. I won't be there tomorrow, Tom, but thanks for the call. And certainly, if you have a chance tomorrow, give us a shout. Check in. Let us know what's happening tomorrow between 5 and 6.
Well, I have no good reason not to attend. But I may need a friendly honk and a reminder. You know how it goes, Dom. Short-term memory loss.
And all that.
All happened in the war. 844-967. The war on drugs, that is. 844-967.
You won.
2-7-8-9. Yes, drugs won. Jack from Merrimack, how you doing?
Jack from the Mac. Hey, man.
Hey, just peachy keen. I originally called in to tell John Nichols that the name for that little nesting doll set.
What are they? The Russian dolls.
They're called Matryoshka.
Wow, you said that quite accurately, it sounded Jack.
Did you take Russian during your freshman year at Marquette University?
Do you know Scott Walker? Or
Maria Butina?
Tina? Right.
I'm going to say if I knew Scott Walker, I wouldn't admit it. And I actually learned Russian because I was spent 6 weeks over there just after the breakup of the Soviet Union, climbing mountains, if you can believe that.
So, Jack, real quick before break, what do you think the Russian people are thinking about this action by their president?
Jeez, you know that's anyone's guess, but the ones I know. Probably think this is absolutely crazy because Putin's done exactly for the Russian people what the Republican Party wants to do for the American people, which is give all the money away to oligarchs and billionaires. He hasn't really done a lot for them.
Well, here's my question, Jack. While you spent time in the former Soviet Republic, did you either see Bernie Sanders honeymooning or maybe Ron Johnson hanging out in Moscow for some unknown reason?
No, I wasn't there at the time that Johnson was there, but I'm sure that that's all he was doing over there was just trying to find a really cool Matryoshka.
I'm sure it was.
Thanks, Jack.
Come back with us more Devil's Advocates.
I hate you,
Donald Trump.
I hate you.
Can we call that treason? Why not?